KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 39 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies this afternoon, a high near 60, which would be a record here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. In Western Iowa news, two Sioux City residents died and another was injured during a crash on Interstate 80 Sunday morning about a mile east of Casey in Adair County. The Iowa State Patrol says 58-year-old Cynthia Peister and her daughter, 38-year-old Jennifer Peister, died in the crash. Cynthia's husband, 60-year-old Johnny Peister, who was driving the SUV, was injured and transported by Stewart Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines, where he was listed in fair condition Sunday night. Officials say Peister's 2000 Chevy Trailblazer was traveling east on I-80 at around 10:50 a.m. when, for reasons unknown, the SUV entered the median, went between the bridges of the Middle River, and came into contact with the rock embankment. The vehicle rolled onto its roof, made contact with the west bank of the river, and slid across the river ice before coming to rest partially submerged on the east bank of the river. All three of the accident victims were wearing their seat belts. The accident resulted in the east and westbound inside lanes of Interstate 80 being closed. The westbound inside lane was closed for about 2 hours, while the eastbound inside lane remained closed for a little more than 4 hours. The accident remains under investigation. News time is 7:08.
Health Mart Pharmacy.
I've got a cold and it's just wearing me down and I have to give a really big presentation tomorrow.
I tell you what, why don't you stop by and we'll get you all fixed up. We carry a great selection of cold and flu remedies here at Health Mart, and I'm sure we can find one that's right for you. In the meantime, you know the routine. Drink plenty of fluids, wash your hands, and try to get some rest.
You guys at Health Mart are the best. I used to go to one of those big chain drugstores and I was just never happy with the service I got. But at Health Mart, your caring service is what keeps my family and me coming back.
At Health Mart, all of our pharmacists take the time to get to know our patients, explain their medications to them, and answer any questions they may have.
Can you help me finish my presentation?
You're on your own for that one.
This is another example of a true-to-life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Josh at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. We're proud to bring you the benefits of Health Mart with the personal service you expect at Rex Pharmacy, where we want to be your pharmacist.
Authorities in Montgomery County are asking for your help in locating a pickup truck which was reported stolen out of Villisca Sunday. The white 2009 Ford Ranger extended cab truck with Iowa license plate 336WZX was taken from in front of a home in the 500 block of East 8th Street in Villisca sometime between 11:30 p.m. Saturday and noon on Sunday. If you've seen the vehicle or know where it's at, contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107. Or Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. Police in Red Oak are investigating a stabbing incident which occurred late Saturday night. According to authorities, the incident happened in an apartment located on North 8th Street. Officials say when the first officers arrived on the scene, they found that 49-year-old Patrick James Colbank of Red Oak had suffered a stab wound to his upper left arm. Upon further investigation, officers determined 25-year-old Kathy Lehman of Red Oak was allegedly involved in a confrontation with Colbank. The confrontation escalated into a stabbing incident. Colbank was transported by Red Oak Rescue to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and later flown by helicopter to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Lehman was taken into custody for attempted murder and child endangerment. The incident remains under investigation. The chief negotiator for the Council Bluffs Education Association says his union has asked the Council Bluffs School Board for a total package increase of 8.02%. Robert Hansen said the CBEA's membership is mindful that the district has financial issues. Hansen says his goal is to make sure the teachers in the district don't lose money out of pocket. The Education Association negotiates on behalf of 623 teachers employed in the Bluffs schools. Last year, the Council Bluffs School Board approved a collective bargaining agreement with the Council Bluffs Education Association that included a total package increase of 2.73%. This year, the district has counteroffered what would be an increase of about 1.68%. Janet Reiners, the executive director of the Human Resources and a negotiator for the district, told the Omaha World-Herald that the district counteroffer is to keep the pay base the same at $31,929, allow teachers to get the automatic increases scheduled for each year that they work for the district. Both Hansen and Reiner's expect negotiations to go smoothly. Lewis Central's Education Association, meanwhile, negotiating on behalf of the Lewis Central School District's 200 teachers, has asked for a total package increase of 6.77% this year, while the district has countered with no increase in the base and a smaller district contribution to the insurance package. Superintendent Mark Schwier said the two sides aren't expected to meet again until they know the health insurance premium numbers. Schwier says those numbers could rise by 10%. News time is 7:12.
HealthMart pharmacies are independently owned pharmacies. We offer all the benefits of national chains with the highly personalized care you expect from a family-run business.
As a HealthMart pharmacy, we at Rex Pharmacy care for you like a member of our very own family. We always provide the highest quality products and services along with exceptional everyday value. We strive to deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise by dedicating ourselves to being there in your times of need. Rex HealthMart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources and provide the best products and services for your professional pharmacy care.
This is Josh at Rex HealthMart Pharmacy. It's true, bigger has more buying power. But many times bigger also means that you become smaller. That's why we're proud to bring you the benefits of HealthMart. You're still the most important part of our business, and with the quality of HealthMart, we can offer you the services and care you expect and competitive prices. Let us show you today. I'm Josh, and I want to be your HealthMart pharmacist.
HealthMart and Rex Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
In our funeral announcements, Anthony Tony Wingert, age 81 of Avoca, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Tony Wingert will be held today at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Cutler O'Neill Meyer and Woodring Funeral Home of Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Velma Cavalt, age 93 of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Velma Cavalt will be held today at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center is in charge of the arrangements. Alfred Sick, Jr., age 66 of Magnolia, died Thursday. Funeral services for Alfred Sick, Jr. will be today at 11 o'clock at the Hennessy Ammon Funeral Home in Missouri Valley. Esther Lister, age 87 of Dexter, died Thursday. Funeral services for Esther Lister will be today at 1 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Russell E. Peterson, age 86 of Kimbleton, died Friday. A funeral service for Russell Peterson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Opal Dwinell, age 92, died Thursday in Johnston. Funeral services for Opal Dwinell will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Raymond Drammon, age 54 of Casey, died Thursday. Funeral services for Raymond Drammon will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Marceline Fredrickson, age 78 of Atlantic and formerly of Hamlin, died Saturday. Funeral services for Marceline Fredrickson will be held Wednesday at 9:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Reba Becky Lund, age 87 of Council Bluffs and formerly of Minden, died Saturday. Funeral services for Becky Lund will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ronald Bergen, age 77 of Harlan, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Ronald Bergen will be held Wednesday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joseph Lucian, age 91 of Erling, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Joseph Lucian will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Michael Jewell, age 66 of Audubon, died Friday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Michael Jewell will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Sherry Ann Freeman, age 64 of Menlo, died Saturday. Funeral services for Sherry Ann Freeman will be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Walter Mordhorst, of age 93 of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Walter Mordhorst will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Mildred G. Jacobson, age 93 of Atlantic, died Thursday, and in accordance with her wishes, cremation has taken place, and no other services are planned for Mildred Jacobson. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Vicki Parker, age 57 of Avoca, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Vicki Parker are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.